Hi everyone, welcome to A Daily Dose of Orange Juice. My name is Leslie Green and I am a bilateral below the knee amputee. This podcast exists to bring forward issues and ideas to help educate and enlighten individuals who are going through amputation and their caregivers and those who love them. Information shared in this podcast should not be used to replace directives given by physicians, surgeons, prosthetic clinicians, physical therapists, occupational therapists, or any other member of your physical or mental health care teams. That being said, I want to touch on a topic today that I think everyone has had some experience or some issue with. And I think that it's at different degrees and in different areas, but yet it all comes back to it. And that's body image as an amputee. There's a quote that I want to share at the beginning and at the end of this podcast, because I think hearing it going into the talk and then hearing it at the end has great value. And it's by a person named Sophia Lewis. And she writes this. She says, "My body is not yours to critique and discuss. My body is not yours for consumption. My body is my vessel, an archive of experiences, a weapon that has fought battles that only I understand, a library of love, pain, struggle, victory, and mystery. Your eyes cannot define all that it has endured. Please don't place value on my body. Place it upon my being." And that being said, you know, talking about body image, I think it's a multifaceted issue that, again, amputees all touch on at some point, at some level, and to some degree. For me, it's been about ambulation. But I'll get into my story in a little bit. When I was thinking about this, because, you know, we're just coming off of a summer with the Olympics, I think social media is doing a better job of looking at amputees and taking into consideration their amputation or level of limb difference as one component, not the whole component. At first, I think social media was intrigued by the devices and almost the superhuman quality of individuals who lived with limb loss and limb difference. And now they're starting to dial it back and look at the whole person and their life experience. And that's what I'm hoping that we're able to do with this podcast. You know, that being said, we know that social media is filled with unrealistic body types for men and for women, for older and for middle-aged and for younger. But I think some companies are starting to break out of that. I know this, that Old Navy is now including lots of different body types in their advertisements. And I've heard that the Gap is doing the same. So slowly, things are shifting. And we know that body image isn't just an issue that belongs to individuals with limb loss or limb difference. When I looked at some statistics, the Mental Health Foundation says that 20% of adults feel some level of shame when it's related to body image. And 19% of adults have reported that when they look at their body, they feel disgusted. And I think that that's incredible, because those are just the people included in the research. Imagine then how that equates to the entire population, right? And those studies were done just of the, I don't know how to say this, average population. What about those who have the not average body to consider? Wonder what the statistics would look like with that. So you've heard me say that I am a bilateral below the knee amputee, and my amputation story is one that deals with sepsis twice. And even though these were considered elective, the first one, the sepsis had been active in my body for a number of years and was dissolving bones. And the second one, with the sepsis, I was dying on the operating table. The first one, I had, you know, some opportunity to know what was coming. And that may have helped prepare for the limb loss, because my issue with body image and amputation has revolved around ambulation. And I know for each one of us, it can be different. Some people may not be able to look at their residual limb. Some people may not be able to touch their residual limb. Some people may be like me and have the questions about how do I look? Am I walking okay? And are very self-conscious if things aren't fitting well, how do I look? Or people may have a combination of them. But I know in my case, my body image before my right leg amputation to sepsis, I had a lot of body image issues there because the infection had so misshapen my leg. And the lymph system wasn't drawing fluid off anymore. It was so overwhelmed by the infection that I was in a walking cast for 3 years. You know, those black and gray walking casts that you get when you break your leg or sprain an ankle. I was so self-conscious about those casts. I remember sewing bright, colorful fabrics to those ugly black liners, trying to give myself something pretty for people to look at. Along with that, trying to find a shoe that would match the height of that so that I was walking well. And I ended up wearing Crocs. A croc on my left foot, and then the walking cast with pretty floral design sewn to the liner on the right. And to top it off, then I was on a knee roller for 3.5 years, and I was very, very self-conscious about the difference between my legs and the roller. I knew I was constantly being analyzed wherever I went and did my best to always, you know, appear to be this confident, very proficient user of this knee roller. So that, when it came to amputation, I was so excited because I knew then that I was going to be able to wear matching shoes. And that mattered greatly to me. And after my amputation, I know that my body confidence increased significantly. I'm a person who shows my metal, which means you see my prosthetics. And because I wear suspension sleeves, I wear shorts or cut off my black yoga pants that match the color of my socket and sleeve, so it gives the illusion of full pants, but I wear shorts so that I can always adjust those sleeves without pulling my pant leg all the way up my thigh. And I'm proud when I walk across the parking lot. And I know that I'm seen as an active amputee. And I know people watch, but when I walk well, and I walk with confidence. But I know for myself that I become very self-conscious if my legs aren't fitting well and I limp or seem to wobble. And I know that the wandering eyes and, you know, sometimes the adults who are just looking affect how I feel about my body. A lot of you know that I've been struggling with keeping my legs actually solidly on during the past couple months. And that puts me into a very self-conscious state. And I know that people don't understand. I had an incident just a couple weeks ago that was humbling because I know I'm an able body amputee, and I'm confident, like I said, within my body now. And I had to go and be very forthright and ask for help because my legs were failing. And I thought, do they see me as disabled or unable to perform tasks? I found myself in the parking lot of a church crying because I knew I was going to have to go in there and be very upfront about my legs not working, and that was affecting my body image. So, you know, here's what I want to say, is that whether you're a person who struggles with looking at it or physically touching it, or you're like me and you've got that ambulation piece in your head, how do I look? How do I look? Do I look normal? Keep in mind that there are things you can do. First of all, I would say give yourself time and give yourself the grace to come to terms with this. Time takes time. And the old adage of time is a healer, it's true. But you have to allow yourself to feel what you're feeling. And pretending just pushes things back or down farther, and they're gonna come out somewhere. So let yourself feel what you're feeling and move through it. The next thing I'd say is seek support. You know, if you feel like you need it, there are people out there that really are there to listen to you, whether it's your doctor or an amputee community. There are people who will offer an ear and a heart to listen. And my last thought for you is get away from social media and quit comparing yourself, not only to people you see on social media, but to other amputees and how they appear on the outside, whether it's walking or confidence level, and let yourself be comfortable with who you are. Again, in this quote, I think is the answer, or the beginning of an answer for all of us in coming to terms with body image. And I'm going to read it again. Sophia Lewis says, "My body is not yours to critique and discuss. My body is not yours for consumption. My body is a vessel, an archive of experiences, a weapon that has fought battles that only I understand, a library of love, pain, struggle, victory, and mystery. Your eyes cannot define all that is endured. Do not place value upon my body. Place it upon my being." And it goes to you to be the first one to adhere to the message of this quote. Even though it is your body, it's really not yours to critique, because you are housed within this vessel. You, who you are, the content of your heart, the passions, the purposes that you're here for. This body is a vessel of you and your experiences. This body has protected you through battles that only you understand. It's a library that you visit often to reread the memories of love and victory and mystery. And yes, you reread the mysteries of pain and struggle as well. Even your eyes really can't define all that you've endured. So I'm going to urge you not to place value on your body, but on your being. And if you will do that for yourself first, confidence will become the new experience, and others will follow suit. I hope this is helpful, and we'll see you next week.